This is Tony. I'm Ryan, and we're calling the Big Nude.
Highly Noodle.
Oh my God! Hello.
The Big Nude.
Where are you?
Hi. Oh my God! Hello. Oh my God! I feel like I'm talking to somebody that I know so well.
I feel the same here.
Oh, hello. Oh, my God. This is so surreal.
It's so lovely to chat to you in person, Noodle. I haven't spoken to you since we're on that live stream when we were driving to Sydney.
I know.
So at the moment, Hayley Noodle, are you in the Big Nude or are you clothed at the moment?
I am not. I am fully clothed.
Okay, that's fine.
That's a disappointment for everyone watching the podcast today, hoping to see a bit of skin, but that's fine.
Sorry, guys.
But will you approve this podcast?
Of course I would. How could I not? Oh,
Hang on. No. Will you approve this vodcast?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Hey, it's Hayley Noodle from the Wit Sundays, and I approve this vodcast.
Coming up in this episode... Has Tony committed a social faux pas?
A crime against how we should be living.
Do you think other people who are listening or watching right now may have also committed this social faux pas?
I reckon everyone's thought about it, but maybe not everyone's done it.
Because the rest of us have morals?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry, could I be any more severe about that? Yes.
Yes. All right, that's coming up soon, but... I want you to have a think about the first time you got your first real paycheck, your first real job. And often when you're at college, you might work at the bar, make a couple of bucks to make beer money, help with some rent. But then you get that first job and you get that first real paycheck and you go, ooh.
My first full-time job, I was working at a fish market. So it was like in my gap year between finishing high school and starting uni.
Yep.
And I was working in a fish market in Leaderville in Perth. Shout out to Kayla's Fish Market.
There you go.
And I'm pretty sure that every fortnight I made like $1,100 or something. So for an eight, I was 17 at the time.
And then you get a check for $1,100.
Every fortnight it was like, so like not much money. Sorry, maybe it was per month.
That's a shitload of cash.
Maybe it was per month.
Is that after tax?
Maybe I've got the numbers wrong. It was like...
I hope so, because why would you go back to college after that?
And anyway, but it was amazing because I was living at home. Mum and Dad were like, you know, putting fuel in my car. Yeah. And it's, like I was very lucky.
Yeah.
And so I was literally just like going to the movies and like buying stuff that I wanted. And I remember the very first pay that I ever got, I bought some like cool shoes that I wanted. Like they were like Vans that I'd wanted for ages or something, like skate shoes.
And in that era, Vans.
Oh, yeah, that was like the going thing.
I think I had some. With the crisscross, the black and white pattern?
No, I didn't have those ones, but like the tie-up, like off-the-wall ones.
Yeah.
Vans were like cool. The skate ones. Yeah, yeah, I bought those and a hairbrush. That was like the first thing that I ever bought and I was so excited.
So at a – fuck, why have I picked the hardest names? Adrene? Adirine? Adderall? I'm sorry. Let's call you Adzi.
Adzi.
It starts with an AD. I went back to school and got my master's degree in my late 30s, which is really impressive. And I got my first big girl job in my field at age 41.
Holy moly.
My husband.
Congratulations, by the way. That's fucking awesome.
Huge. My husband suggested I treat myself. I'd studied hard, I worked hard. It's like, hey, your first paycheck, do something crazy.
Blow it, girlfriend. Yep.
So I bought a car.
Oh, yeah, love that.
She goes, obviously it was just like the deposit and whatever, but she's set ourselves up, went all in, treat yourself.
Oh.
Aaron, I used my first real paycheck to take my parents and sister out for dinner after all the support they gave me.
Oh.
I also gave some of it to my grandparents for the encouragement in my career, and then the rest of it I got wasted with the boys. Spelt B-O-I-Z-Z-Z-Z.
Good, as I would expect.
Yeah.
It's so funny that when you first start getting paid like good money or like more money than you used to after working a part-time job or whatever, that you're like, this is never going to end.
Yeah. This is so me, you, this is so the rest of my life.
I fucking hand it out. Yeah. Give some to my grandparents.
Yeah.
I'll pay for every round with the boys.
Yep. Kaya says, I was on vacation with a group of people when I got my first paycheck. So she was out and about.
Oh.
So I bought a whole round of drinks and I never like bought a round. Because especially when you're at college, you're young, you buy your own beers or whatever and stuff.
Yep. Or you all put in to buy a jug of beer or something.
She goes, it was nothing big. It was nothing fancy. But I just felt amazing going, hey, everyone.
It's on me.
I got this one.
Oh, that is an amazing feeling.
Margarita for everyone at the table.
That is an amazing feeling. Yep, getting to do that. And because you just like get to share it.
Yeah.
Like and celebrate with people. Go like, you know what? This is on me. I love that
too. It feels real festive.
Yes.
You've said that a few times, like the idea of like, oh, when we go hang out with Tony, you've said that like, like the pride of like shouting dinner or drinks and whatever.
Especially for like mates that, you know, like, we don't have children.
Yeah.
Like, Torbs and I don't have children. So I always think, you know, like...
Well, I am. Bridget and I are your children.
Yes. We'll look after you.
Thank you. Mason said, this is a real moment in time.
Oh.
As soon as the money hit my bank account, I went onto Amazon, this new upstart website at the time, and spent all of it on a customized, engraved iPod Touch.
Oh, speaking of slutty things men can do. Yeah, that's cool. That was cool then. That was super cool then.
Yesterday we spoke about things that make you slutty. So what, if someone has an engraved with like their name or a cool
but
thing
just,
on it?
Yeah, just like what a cool thing to buy with all your money.
Absolutely.
And going, you know what, I'm going to buy this thing that I've... And an iPod then was something you'd thought about
forever. It was a Rolls Royce. Yeah.
And you'd go, oh, I really want one of those, but it's going to take me so long to save up. Like, I saved up for ages to get my first iPod Touch and my first iPod, actually, the Nano, the silver one.
Do you remember that first Apple ad that came out? And it was because there was never white headphones before that. And it was the white head, and it was like the silhouettes, but you could just see the headphones
and they were dancing around stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, a real moment in time. Yeah.
So, because it was then cool to have like white headphones.
Yeah.
Like, what a statement.
Oh.
When I was in, when I lived in Malaysia, there was this guy like getting about town with his white headphones.
Nice.
And everyone was like, whew.
He's worth a cube. A cube?
A cube. He's worth a cube.
Don't know if you've ever heard that before. New lingo.
It turns out that he didn't have an iPod or anything. He just had the headphones and the cord went into his pocket. And he was just walking around being like, what's up?
So I can't decide whether I'm like, ew, what a poser, or I'm like, respect the hustle. Like, I genuinely can't decide whether I'm like, why would you care about that? But then I'm also like, but, you know,
hey,
joke's on us.
Made the game, not the player.
We believed it, yeah.
So I asked Mason, hey, do you still have the iPod Touch? I asked him in the group.
Oh,
I was like, where is this collector's item? 6 months after I bought it, I dropped it in the pool. And that was it.
Oh.
Well, I hope you still got that job, Mace. So.
Oh, my God. That's so heartbreaking. That's I hope you had insurance.
Stephen Mullet, last one here. Now, this one takes an unexpected turn. I was looking for a job in sound editing work. Turns out, not the only audio queen in the TARP community.
Wow, there you go.
Stephen Mullet. And he goes, and I finally got a place here in Los Angeles, like, and found a job.
Oh, awesome.
He goes, it wasn't about the money per se, about what I could spend. He just said, I couldn't believe I was being paid to do something that I loved. You know, just that moment of like, you're going to pay me for this? Like, this is what I do in my spare time. You're going to pay me for this? I was so stunned that I was actually getting paid. But there was a bit of a cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
I actually hate when TARPers are successful. It makes me feel bad.
I love it. I love it when people that listen to our podcast are successful.
The cherry on top was the show I made the audio for ended up winning a daytime Emmy with me and my team.
What?
So if you want to check it out, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie on Amazon won the Emmy for Outstanding Sound Editing for a Preschool Animated Program.
That's amazing.
That's fucking unreal. I couldn't believe it. Stephen Mullet, well done.
That is so fucking cool.
What a flex. Rolling into. Don't worry about that guy with the iPod earpieces.
Yeah.
I've won a Grammy, no? I've won an Emmy.
But also, Stephen Mullet, he didn't tell us what he bought.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, it wasn't about the money, but I won an Emmy. Mate, that's not the question.
You're right.
Mate, that's not the fucking question. Oh, I can't tell you what I bought, but did you know that I'm really successful?
I said it takes a turn.
No, but that's not a turn. That's filling in the wrong question. What are you doing? Stephen Mullet, what are you doing, mate? What the fuck are you doing?
Look, he's been waiting for a chance to flex that story.
Yeah, but like I don't go down to the coffee shop. They're like, hey, what did you want to order? I'm like, did you know that I'm very successful? I'm like ordering Uber Eats and you know at the bottom it's like add notes and I'm like, my friend Stephen won an Emmy. Like
pretend you're at a cafe and you're working there and I'm just coming in to get my order.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, mate. Sorry. What can I get for you?
Yeah, in 2013, I was best new talent at the ACRAs, the Australian Radio Awards.
Did you want a coffee or?
And then it was best multimedia execution in 2015.
Okay. Sorry. Did you want to order something? Because there's quite a few people waiting. So.
Oh, I don't drink coffee.
Okay. Water. Anything?
Then at the podcast awards a few years ago, I was a producer of the year, so.
Okay, did you, there's just a few people waiting, so did you want to order something?
Do you have a podcast?
No.
Because I work in podcasting.
I'm just a hot barista, so.
You are a hot barista.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So did you want to order anything or?
My name's Stephen Mullet.
I won a daytime Emmy.
But congratulations, Stephen, nonetheless.
No, Stephen, actually, I take back my congratulations. Maybe you're great at sound editing, but you can't fucking read.
In the episode thread in our Facebook group, brags. I'm just going to put
humble
your brag
brags.
In. No,
yep.
No, don't be humble.
Don't be humble.
Fuck humble brags.
Oh.
If you're going to brag, go all in.
Go all in.
I actually hate humble brags. Anyway.
Yeah, if you're doing it, do it. You hate humble brags. You just did 12. You're like, oh, here's a skit, but you said all the things that you'd won. I hate awards.
I never went to any of those award ceremonies. I don't like award ceremonies.
Oh, see, now you're just being painful.
The ACRAs came out in Australia this week, so I read them the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I remember those.
So it's like the Logies of radio is what we're talking about.
And the Logies is the nothing of something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barrels bottom off.
Anyway,
my first paycheck.
Yeah.
I was working in accounting and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And they send all the graduates from all around the country.
Yeah.
To the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Which is like the party town of Australia. It's if this is a stretch. If Australia had like a Vegas.
Yeah.
It would be the Gold Coast where it's like a loose weekend, nightclubs during the week all night,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And so there's the 40 graduates from Melbourne, the 30 from Sydney, the 20 from Brisbane. They all get flown to so that we can do training together because it's easier to train.
Training.
Well, instead of sending the training people.
I understand why, but also.
So I think we did 2 or 3 weeks in the office, then we go off to training or whatever. And so you've just got to meet all these people. You've all just graduated. You're all excited.
But that's the thing. You've been at uni and you're on a business trip.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're on a business trip.
That is huge. You're massive. What, 18, 19? Like, fucking hell.
Slightly older, but still young.
Still young.
You finished your degree. But it's about midnight on Thursday night. And you go out every night. You go partying every night.
Oh, my God. I can't think of anything worse.
And, well, maybe when you're 22. Yeah, so at the moment, absolutely not. Full day's work and it gets to 4:30, 5 o'clock. You're like,
4:30, mate. That is generous from you.
So someone looks at their phone and has obviously just realised that we've got paid.
Oh.
And because we're all getting paid by the same place, they've... Hey,
within 10 Ooh. Minutes of each other, you all kind of...
Just check your phone, check your bank account. And everyone just goes, what? And everyone's eyes just light up. And it's, you know how I was saying, it's that feeling of, I'll get the next round?
Yeah.
Imagine 100 people competing.
That all just want to spend their money.
No, you don't get the next round. I'll get the next round.
Yeah.
No, I'll get it. We'll both get it. And it's just like shots. Is that your
did you hear that?
Did you hear that on the?
Oh my God, that was so, I'm so sorry. I haven't had breakfast.
Or is that just the thought of a wet pussy cocktail? Because that's what you get.
Is it
a cocksucking cowboy?
Like a shot?
Yeah. Or a shooter.
Well,
tequila or the what is the with the lemon and salt? What do you call that again?
Tequila slammer.
The slammer. Yeah. So. All this.
Yeah, because everybody wants to spend their money.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, yeah, let me
and
get
we're
it.
We're just so excited.
Yeah.
So everyone is just out of control. And I reckon more than 5 people, like, threw up in the club, like physically in the club.
Did you?
I did not. But I was, like, holding some hair back and, like, there was – it just got – like, shit got wild.
Whoa.
So the kind of rule at this, like – I don't know if camp is the right word, but we're training – we're all staying in a nice hotel. There's a conference center and stuff.
Yeah.
and everyone else who works at the firm, they've had their rite of passage back in the day. They all know the drill.
Oh, so they all know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's not to the same extent, but they'll come out and have a few beers and stuff. But there's kind of this unwritten rule that everyone's learnt over the years, and it's you can go as hard as you want, you can be rough the next day, but you got to turn up.
Yep, fair enough.
Which is fair. We're paying you to training. So if you come in, oh, geez, she's looking a bit rough. Oh, big night, mate. Yeah.
But you have to be there. Yeah.
Got
to
be there.
Yeah.
And it's downstairs in the hotel. All you need to do is get yourself to the lift, down to the ground floor and roll in at 9:59 before we start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 10.
So my, whatever.
You just said 9:59 before we start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, righto. Maybe that's why I was late. So my roommate, let's call him Rick.
Hi, Rick. Rick and Ryan.
Yeah, so we sat next to each other when I worked there, and then we were roomies when we were away, and we ended up being pretty good mates.
Oh, yeah.
It's 8:57. What time are we going with?
I'm gonna get my time.
Okay, it's 9:57.
Yep.
And Rick's like in the bath. He slept in the bathroom all night, like curled around the bowl.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I'm not going to make it. And I'm like, we know
like,
the rule.
Bro, you have to, yeah.
I was like, even if you get down there and give it a crack and you have to come back, people will respect that you turned up because the golden rule, the only rule from the week.
Was that we had to walk up.
You get there. You just got to go downstairs and sit in the room. What can I do to get you down there? Can I get you a, you know, when you feel like you need some food or whatever?
He's
like,
yeah.
So I got him some bread and a Gatorade. And I was like, mate, I can't let you not be there. Because for the rest of ever, you'll be that guy that didn't rock up. So I got him a Gatorade, got him a bit of bread, got him down to the room.
Ooh.
And like, he probably didn't even know he was there. I'm just like, put him in his seat.
Like,
and I was
like,
we're here.
Down.
We're down there. Yeah. Well, you said we've got to turn up.
We made it. We've met the minimum requirement of the.
I reckon within 80 seconds, Rick's body has turned white and gone like, there's like a greenish tinge to his skin and his face. And I was like, this guy's going to spew. He's not looking good. We've made it to the room. We did what we had to say. Everyone kind of knew that he was like leading the charge. Like, so no one was surprised to see him pretty rank.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, that's, I saw that guy 7 hours ago.
Probably three.
Yeah. So he looks at me and with a,
because you get hot mouth, you know it's coming.
And he sort of gave me the look, the like,
something's happening.
I'm going to fucking speak. So he goes to, and I was like, mate, you've made it here. Respect. That was the rule. Fuck it.
See ya. Don't spew on the fucking boardroom table.
So he walks over to the door and he like starts pulling on it. He's pulling on the door and it's locked. And I was like, oh, fuck. And we're like, bro, it's a push door. Got to push it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I can't. He's pulling at it. The door won't open because it's a push. He's pulling. And then he's like looking around. He's panicking. He's like, there's another door. And meanwhile, everyone's like, even the person giving the
surely
the lecture,
everybody has stopped and he's looking at this guy.
And even the lecturer is sort of like looking at him going, oh, fucking Rick, what are you doing? And someone's like, just push it, Rick. And he's like, what? I won't open. He threw up on the back of the door. And it's not like when you spew on the ground, then it's on the ground. Because it hits the wall.
And just drips
slowly
down.
Like a pickle on the McDonald's window, just easing down. And then just to the side of where he spewed, he like leans forward on the door in defeat. You know, you just like he's given up, he tried.
And he would be so embarrassed because
he's
in front of fucking 100 people that.
And they're all his peers. Yeah. And, you know, they're all smart. And Rick is a smart guy and wants to do well at the firm and whatever. And then as he leans forward on the door, because it was a push, not a pull. He leans on it. It like falls open. He just flops forward into the door.
And into his vomit.
And well, the vomit's sort of on the side, sort of still trickling down a little bit. And then he kind of looks back up and goes, it was a push.
Oh my God.
And we're like, yeah, bro. We were trying to tell you the whole time.
Oh my God. That is so embarrassing. Oh, I tell you who I'm not trusting with my tax. Oh, my God.
Rick.
Hey, it's Hayley Noodle from The Wit Sunday, and you're listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Yeah. massive vodcast thank you to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Beth Davey, thank you so much. Tom Melly, Jess Rowe, Kristen Press, Emma Lang, Mary Rigby, Isabella, Kaya Schmichter, Sand Walsh, Kayla Sloth.
Kaya Schmichter?
Schmichter.
My mistake.
Yeah.
Anyone
An easy
it.
Mistake to yep. make. Yep. Yeah. I'll often look at Kai and go, are you a Schmichter? No, Schmichter. Sand Walsh, Kayla Sloth, and Brooke Guy. Thank you so much for being part of our Patreon. Hope you're loving it over there. Comfy. Lots of friends.
Yeah.
Lots of people
absolutely.
Over there.
Beautiful. Now, if there's one thing I know about Toni, she doesn't like doing the wrong thing.
No.
And putting people out and upsetting people.
Mm. No, she doesn't.
So, ooh. I'm nervous when Toni says, I think a social faux pas has been committed, is that what you said yesterday?
A social like crime.
Social crime.
Yeah. So on Sunday, across the road, like near my house, there's a big shopping centre and there is a sushi place there that do like sushi train.
Oh, yeah.
The Sushi Hero.
Yeah,
yes, in the food court. And I've actually talked to you about it before because I really wanted to go.
It's great.
Yeah. It's really good. I've had like takeaway from there before, like the normal hand rolls.
Yeah, but you've never sat in
so
and
good,
done
but
the
I've
train.
Never done the train there. So I've done it at other places, and I also feel like sushi train is one of those things where, like, if you get a good one,
they're so fun.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you go and there's like not a lot of variety, or there's not whatever.
I feel like if you're having a few beers and there's a few of you, like it's a, like the fun of the train.
Yeah. But this is obviously not like a drinking occasion because it is in a shopping centre. So it's not really like that.
Every occasion is a drinking occasion if you want it to be.
Wow. Okay. But anyway, so on Sunday, we, Torbs and I were like, oh, we'll go and do our food shopping. We had a couple of other like errands we needed to run. And I was like, you know what we should do? Instead of having lunch at home before we go out, let's fucking treat ourselves.
Let's train it up, dog.
Let's go to the sushi train.
Absolutely.
I'd wanted to try it for ages.
We've been talking about it for ages.
You'd said it was good.
Yep.
And I love Japanese food.
Yeah.
Like,
have you been to Japan?
I have been to Japan, actually.
Times?
Yeah, twice.
Ah.
Yep.
And did you base your whole personality around those
trips
for a while?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Still do. Still to this day.
I'm surprised you bring up a story about you being to Japan.
But I like love Japanese food. Yeah, so I was like, this is fucking all me. Like, I love it. Torbs is obviously also keen on it.
Yeah.
So it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
We go, cool, let's get dressed. We'll go over to the sushi train. We'll spend a bit of time there and then we'll kind of move on and do all of our shit. We get over there and there's a seat like on the side of the, so you know how, so the sushi chain's kind of like a U shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the bottom of the U is like always where the chefs are, so that's where they're putting new stuff on.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the first faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
We sat on the other side of the U. So we were like, so
the
they
last?
Were putting this, yeah.
So you're getting the leftovers.
We were right before where they would put new stuff on. So it's done like a full rotation.
So the only stuff getting to you is stuff that other people have let go past.
Yes. So we're getting some
leftovers,
like, crappy kind of stuff going past. It was around 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that maybe we did miss that like optimum
lunch.
Sushi train time.
Yeah. So you're at the end of the line and it's the end of the lunch peak. So they're really just...
They're not putting
doing enough.
A lot of new stuff on.
Okay, yeah.
And the stuff that was kind of coming past had kind of been passed like 3 times because like no one was picking it up.
Of course, it just stays on the
conveyor
belt.
Yeah, so it just stays on the thing. Anyway, so...
What have you done?
It's like coming around slowly and as soon as we sat down, we grabbed like 3 plates and we were like sharing some stuff and whatever. And as soon as we sat down... The waiter, like, comes over and he's like, oh, the iPads aren't working, so if you want anything, just let me know. And I was like, oh, okay, yep, thank you. But then realised, like, we didn't have a menu.
Yep.
There was not, like, oh, just let me know what you want. Like, oh, a new car? Like, what? Like, what's the limit to this? Do you know what I mean?
A daytime Emmy?
Did I tell you what I bought with my first paycheck? It was an Emmy. Anyway, so the iPads like aren't working. We couldn't like ask for a drink. Like we didn't know what there was. They weren't like serving tea or anything, which they normally do.
Can I also add that in a situation like this, Toni is not the type to want to cause a fuss.
No.
Want to cause a hassle. Some other people might say something like, oh, hey, mate, there's no menu. Or what are the options? But yeah. if they just say, tell us what you want. And you.
No. So I didn't want to cause a fuss.
Yep.
Torb's also my partner. He is not a fuss causer.
No, he's not.
So like he didn't want to say anything either.
I'm surprised you've made it to the studio and not just still sitting there.
Yeah, I know.
Days later.
So we're sitting there and we've got a couple of like the average, not average things, like, but the normal
the
stuff
stock,
that would
yeah.
normally be the stock stuff. Exactly. But then like the fun stuff is kind of like on its way around.
Oh, great.
So we're like, fuck yeah. And I see them put like all this hot stuff on, like some karage chicken, some like tempura veggies and stuff like that. I'm like, fuck yeah. I see them put it on because they're right next to me.
Yeah.
It gets taken on the way through. So we're seeing the food get put on and it's coming around and I'm like, oh, it's almost at us. But then when it's kind of like right opposite me, it's still got to do a full half of the U to get back to us before it's in front of us.
Am I about to find out that you fucked with the rotation and cut in a line? Is that what's going to happen here?
So as the food was going past, I was like, all right, it's getting dire. We need to take action here.
Girl got
to
eat.
Yeah. I was hungry. We had lots of stuff to do. I was like, we can't just sit here for 3 fucking hours, no. like hoping that good shit comes past.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a break on what was on my side, so where you would say the sushi train, what you can take is on your side, like right in front of you.
Mm.
There was a break in what was right in front of me.
Yep.
And on the other side, which still had a whole ways to go, was some hot karage chicken and some hot tempura veggies. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of this.
Did you flop your whole person over the thing or did you reach or what did you?
So a very quick, swift.
From the other side.
From the other side. I was desperate, okay?
How close was it? Was it just a reach?
So I could reach it. Like I just kind of had to like lean
so
up
I'm
and reach.
So I'm picturing you like standing on your chair.
Like. Oh, no. So like it was just like a long reach.
Yeah.
Like I kind of had to, you know when you kind of like.
Yeah.
You like lift your body
There's
off
nothing
the chair.
Subtle. Still not much subtle about
not
it.
Not very subtle.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a, oh, cheeky. Like
and
it
were
was
there,
it was a reach.
So for you to get the karage chicken,
yep.
were there would have been other people who would have seen it coming and you've just fucking reached out in front of them?
Yeah. So between where I
stole from.
Yeah.
And where you were, how many people?
4.
Did they look at you?
I just kind of like quickly ducked back down.
Didn't want to look. You didn't
I
want
didn't,
to look at them.
I didn't want to face them. Because
that,
I was
the
like,
fact that you weren't willing to face them means that you know what you did.
No, but I know. That's why I say I'm not proud of this. But I was like, otherwise, what are we going to do? Nothing good's coming because all these other people are like going to get it on the way through. And fair enough. And it was our fault.
Did you choose where you sat?
Yes.
Did you realize where you'd sat before you'd sat down?
No, I didn't even think. I was just like, oh, can we just sit anywhere? And they were like, oh, yeah, just down here. And I was like, okay. And we just went right to the back because I was like, that'll be fine. Anyway, so all I could think after we did that was how fucked off I would be if somebody else did that and it was like about to come to me. I'm like sitting there patiently and I'm waiting for the sushi to come that I've got my eye on or whatever and that they took it.
Isn't the golden rule, don't do to others what you would not like done to yourself? I'm
yep.
sure that's not the exact wording.
But, yep.
You know what I'm trying to say. And the fact that you already knew as you were doing it.
I knew.
That if someone did this to me, I'd be so fucked off.
Well, because I'd be like, fuck, I really wanted to eat that thing.
Have you been to Vic Garden since? The shopping centre?
No, this was only a couple of days ago, so.
Are you welcome back there?
Probably not. I don't think I'd ever be allowed to sit down at the sushi train again.
Are you? But if I was you, I wouldn't want to.
I'm just
Does
like,
the restaurant know what you did?
I don't know if anyone saw. No one, like, worded me out. Because I was like, am I going to get in trouble for doing this?
You wouldn't get worded. Like, okay. Put yourself in the position of the other people.
Okay.
You'd be fucked off, but you wouldn't say anything.
No.
But
well,
you,
I definitely wouldn't.
But you wouldn't forget it either.
No.
And if you, and because in that shopping centre, there's like the food place, there's movies, there's a shopping centre, Kmart, like you kind of see that after a while, like the same faces and whatever.
Oh.
Those people, you're going to wander in and they're going to be like, oi.
That's that bitch.
That's that bitch that stole the fucking karage chicken. She's the sushi train Lena.
The Lena?
That's who you are now.
I'm really not proud of it. But there was no other option.
Well, there was. You could have asked for chicken karaage from the chef who gave you the option. You could have waited for it to come around. You could have sat in the right seat.
There was no way it was coming around. It would have gotten picked up on the way. It was so delicious.
There was a KFC within meters. I wonder if they get the popcorn chicken and just pop.
Surely not.
I was at Vic Gardens yesterday.
Yeah.
And this guy was eating popcorn chicken. This white guy was eating popcorn chicken with chopsticks.
Good for them.
From KFC.
It's a really good way to eat because it slows you down so you don't eat as fast. And also then you don't get greasy fingers. I respect that.
So this is how I saw it playing out. He's like, as someone who eats a lot of KFC, I always feel like a bit of shame and a bit of like, oh, it's a bit of a naughty treat.
KFC, I would never eat KFC in public. KFC is a home food.
Thank you.
Yep.
And so I reckon he's gone, oh, I don't want to be that guy. I'll dress it up with some chopsticks.
Dress it up.
Because if you're eating karaage,
fancy it up a little
bit. If you're eating karaage chicken at the sushi train a meter away with chopsticks, 100% fine. But if you're eating popcorn chicken, oh, come on, mate. Like,
do you know what is funny about that? Is that, like, he's obviously gone to the Japanese place and been like, can I have some chopsticks?
Some chopsticks? Yeah, do you want some sushi? No, I'm just going to get some KFC.
I'm getting KFC.
And I looked in and was like, mate, you're not fooling anyone.
Oh, I do respect it. It is a good way to eat. And you can't eat popcorn chicken with a fork.
You just pour it out of the box into your face.
At home. Please. You can't do that in public.
I know this is a vodcast episode, and I know that motion. I'm glad you've done it as well.
Like, could
someone please make a gif of Tony, preferably not me. So maybe we need an update next week if you've gone back or not.
If I go back, or if I go over there and they're like, "Ma'am, we will not serve you."
If I go to Vic Gardens with you, I'm going to be scanning everyone else's reaction to see if they see you and go, oh,
I feel really, I knew exactly what I had done. And even Torbs was like, oh.
So he knew.
Yeah, I knew too. It's not a shock. That's why I wanted to share it. I was like,
well, thank you for sharing. I know.
Luckily, no one in Australia knows who I am.
Well, they do. They're not like Tony Lodge podcast. They're like Tony Lodge karaage eater.
Sushi train Lena.
Let us also know in the episode thread if you agree with everyone that this is a faux pas.
A cardinal sin,
And then everyone's thought about it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everyone's
but
thought about
everyone's
doing it.
But not everyone's done it.
But no one's done it. I'm the only one, I think.
Here's things you love to see to round out the week. I've got a recommendation.
Oh.
And I'm 7 years late on this one.
Oh, my God. What is it?
There's a TV show
called Game of Thrones. Have you heard of it? If it's Game of Thrones, I'm going to shit in my chair right now.
Well, put it up. Yeah, no, it's not. It's called Alone.
Uh-huh.
And I've only watched the first season. Apparently they've done many since.
Yeah.
10 people get put in different spots on Vancouver Island, like the wilderness in Canada. And they're alone. And so they need to, like, start a fire.
Oh, that's what they should have called it.
But there's no camera crews. They have to self-record. So it's literally a test of, like, survival. And it's, like, -2. There's wild bears and coyotes and shit.
Ugh.
They're terrified. Grown men, like, shaking. They're looking for... It's kind of like, I think, what survival was, like, supposed to be.
Sure.
Before it got gamey and stuff.
Yeah.
But then the real challenge sets in of they don't see another human being for weeks, months. They're literally alone. And here's the premise of the show.
They're alone.
The last man standing gets $500,000.
Whoa.
And it's not like, yep, if you survive day 30, you get... It's like, and you don't know if anyone else has dropped out. You just keep living. So you can drop out after 4 weeks and you go, am I the first one out? Or have I almost won? Like, you don't know. You either call and give up or they turn up and tell you you've won. And they get told you could be up to a year.
So, a year.
So at least in a game like Survivor, you go, oh, that guy's limit. Oh, I'm close to the top six.
How do you organise when someone's going to, like, feed your dog or something? A whole year.
And so the chat that they have, and it's like almost vlogging. They're kind of like, oh, my wife was 2 months pregnant. I hope she's feeling okay. And then they kind of go, oh, am I going to miss it? Am I going to spend a year out here and not win? And then I've missed my children walk, or my mum's getting old, I hope she's... And, you know, you're out there with your own thoughts and it becomes more of this psychological...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and not to, again, piss take the name alone, but it's watching it is fascinating, seeing these people go through the stages of...
Like dealing with that. Yeah, oh, totally.
And what I like about it is because it's not gamey and... Like, the production's very flat because they film it themselves, so it's strangely calm.
Yeah.
And you kind of can appreciate the nature and it's quiet and to have it on the background. I watched the whole first season on the weekend, in one weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot for you.
It is. I'm not a binger, but it just like, I don't know, it was calm to watch because it wasn't whiz
bang. Yeah, right.
And it was fascinating. I just got really hooked in. Like,
wow.
Dim in.
Oh, dim in. Awesome.
Maybe tears.
Oh, okay. Good recommendation.
Alone.
Let us know in the episode 30 if you've watched it.
And people will be fucked up because, yeah, it's 7 years old. I think they've done 8 seasons.
Oh, my
something
God.
Now.
Yeah.
But I've just discovered it.
Oh.
And it's fascinating.
No, that's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, I love that. Good job.
Hot recommendation. What do you got?
Last week I talked about a parking hack about how I, when I'm going the wrong way in a car park, I'm
yes.
like, no, what have I done wrong by accident? Zoe Bailey posted in our Facebook group, we used to go to this park with a bunch of family friends on a Sunday that was really busy and hard to find a car park. Mm. Once my dad had parked his car... on more than one occasion made me get out of the car and sit in an empty car park to save it for another member of the family so that, like, they wouldn't have to wait for a spot.
Well, Tony, can you just go stand in that park over there?
Yep. So Zoe's dad would be like, all right, Zoe, out your hot, pop a chop. Like, there's a spot there standing there until Auntie Karen comes.
Zoe's dad, no. The trauma that would cause a child. I compare that to... when you're in the aisle at the supermarket.
In the line.
Yeah.
And goes, going through.
And someone, mum goes, oh, I just got to grab some pasta.
Yeah.
And just disappears.
Yeah. And then you worry that the checkout chick's going to be like, cool, that's $200. And you're like,
ah! Well, and you can see 6 items to go, 5 items to go.
Oh, my God, it's scarier than a line.
They always appear.
Mine doesn't anymore. But yes, I know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, when I was real young, my birth mum went to get something else and never came back.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Left you behind.
Yeah, that's where my mum found me at the checkout at Coles.
And the woman's like, $200, and you're like,
yeah.
Little so, baby.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you pay for this and take that kid with you?
Yeah. He's been sitting here for 3 weeks. But I love to see that, Zoe. Thanks for sharing.
Love to see that, Zoe. I feel for you, but you...
Oh, I thought that was so fucking funny.
Your family needs to... Nah, that's awful. That's an awful thing to do
to
your family.
I'd ask Torbs to do that. If we were parked somewhere, I'd be like, oh, like Ryan and Bridget like, aren't too far away. Like, can you just stand in that spot? I'd definitely do that.
Do it to him. See how he likes it.
He would, because he can't drive.
Yeah,
so
you'll do what you're
fucking
told, man.
I'll park the car. No, it's not...
What are you going to do? Drive us home?
Yeah.
No, fucking stand over there, bud.
Jump on the tram, mate. See you in a couple of hours. Thank you so much for listening or watching, if that's what you were doing today.
Yeah, and I like that people like the vodcast.
Me too.
Last
it's lots of fun.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I keep looking at the camera and at you. What am I supposed to do? What do I do with my hands?
Goodbye.
Oh, wait, do we like the shuffling of the papers? That we
yeah, except we don't have any papers, so I'll do it with my laptop again. Thanks for listening.